It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
T.B. Von Torovich once won a 5-day all-expense-paid trip for two to Miami in a contest run by a restaurant chain. That's probably surprising for some of us, for we've never won a prize in any of those contests and don't personally know anyone who has. But nonetheless, the paper stated that T.B. Von Torovich won that trip. The only problem, a spokesman for Torovich said, is that Torovich may not qualify. The contest rules were like most rules in other contests. The entrant must be between 21 and 65. And this is where the catch comes in. You see, TB's only 8 months old. To further complicate matters, it turns out that T.B. Von Torovich is none other than T-Bone Von Torovich, a St. Bernard puppy. Mrs. Michael Flaherty, who signed the puppy's name to the entry blank, was wondering what the sponsoring firm would do. "We wonder whether they're going to let me and my husband go," said Ms. Flaherty, "or whether they're going to have to find T.B. a mate." Well, I'm sure Ms. Flaherty entered the contest for T.B. in good-humored fashion. She was just having a little fun, and that's okay, too, for life would be pretty dull if we didn't have a little fun along the way. But the sad part is that had Ms. Flaherty taken the contest seriously and placed her name on the entry blank, there would have been no question about her and Mr. Flaherty taking the trip. There's a truth in this event which modern man needs to heed, for it reminds us that some things should be taken seriously if we expect to reap benefits from them. And in this age of gaiety and frivolous living, it's often difficult to remember that life has its serious side. Take the Galilean, for instance. There are those who take him and his way as something to make fun of, something to have sport about. Early people began responding to him in this manner. He was no more than hung on a cross till some men started shooting dice for his garments. And not many years afterward, the public had decided that making sport of him and his way was so much fun that they filled the arenas to watch his followers fight the lions. Methods of making sport of him have changed, but attitudes are much the same. Most television programs and movies present his way as childish, and his followers as rather dumb and foolish and even criminal. And then there are those who sit off and laugh at those who follow him. It's the same game that was played centuries ago, only it's played in new ways. It could be called Chide the Childish Christians. Maybe the experience of Mrs. Flaherty will serve to remind us that if we wish to enjoy the benefits of the game, we have to take the rules seriously. And if you make sport of him now, don't be surprised if you miss out on his gifts later on. You see, rules are made to follow, not make fun of.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.